People, thanks for listening. This is the Al Show. How you doing? Coming up, it's Dave Schlesinger and Michelle Little. Right now, this is the Lost Children of Babylon.
Live the American dream and pay taxes to the war machine. Rejuvenate the chance to redeem the regime. Sleeping giant lays dormant, awakes now to cause torment. In the form of the four horsemen, conform or be forced in. With Bush, Cheney, Red, Rumsfeld. In the killing field, the dud fell. Playing Russian roulette with every blood cell. Behind enemy lines with barbed wire intertwined, we find the deer hunter holding up a peace sign. And each time a bomb hits, my mom gets a chill up her spine. Visions of me sent home in a box of pine. She would have been better off using the Knox in 09, knowing I died inside the shield of David, fell by the star and crescent. Christian fingers prying in eventually, but impressing. Make the violence more incessant, aggressive. Who needs world peace when you got world police? The metropolitan coast boasts false democracy, while the Midwest militias plot the fall of aristocracy. Koresh's prophecy of civil war endures the test of time. Politicians or magicians conjuring to lead the blind on the working man's dime. Incestuous inbreeding purifying by the family line in due time, in due time, in due time. By any means necessary, if this means war, then be prepared. Are you ready and willing? By any means necessary, this ain't a mirage or a facade. Are you ready for killing? By any means necessary, they tried to keep my history a mystery, but not no more. By any means necessary, before you grab your strap and grab your gat, you better make sure. For God's sake, let us incarnate into the Black Sea, double-edged sword. I slice to the track, bleed. Now what does that mean, asshole? Meditate, smoke your dome with the chrome like a glass bone. The war's on, word is born, I'm here. Natir, I'm on sin. Hotep Ray, Richard Raw, I sue the law, I Tinsen Geb. Probe and explode the nuclear warhead in your dead. For radiation is overspread. The water's polluted, the earth rotten, the globe is dead. In my hand withheld the cobra's head. Fill a wrath of a soldier's plague. Egyptos like Kamos and Amos. Brothers who ran, rulers of the upper land, the Hyksos, out of Samurai in the slain day. We had the same invaders who came and raised the fame and players. Took 4, 5, 6 of our acres. Black devils who traded, infiltrated, then recanted your statement. Testify, you lied in treason. What's the reason? He's an anti-demon, acute. Stop the guard from breathing. By any means necessary, if this means war, then be prepared. Are you ready and willing? By any means necessary, this ain't a mirage or a facade. Are you ready for killing? By any means necessary, they try to keep my history a mystery, but not no more. By any means necessary, before you grab your strap and grab your gat, you better make sure. I guide the youth with the words of the Prophet Muhammad. Tell the truth, Mr. Bush is anti-Islamic. Hearing your speeches, truth seekers is making us vomit. Your time is coming, payback is truly a bitch. My mind is running, bomb strapped with a crucifix. I'm ready and willing, blood dripping. I'm ready for killing a million or more. I declare war, I dare you devils to draw. Kill every last one of you. Murder your children right in front of you. Set fire to your empire. Fear not when you hear shots. Believe me, I'm a man of my word. Don't let me remind you of what happened to Nicholas Berg. My mom's worried. I told her not to vote for George Bush or John Kerry. They all the same. Two sides of a devilish brain. My heart contains the remains of slaves slaughtered and martyred on insanity's border. Did you ever think they bottle of water for you to drink? And if one day humans can be extinct, overran by machines, this is the price of the American dream. Fuck peace, we want equal rights. Equality and justice is why my people fight. Revolution is the only solution to this pollution. My solution, defecate on the fucking constitution. My contribution to society is an AK. Stand in my way, devil, I don't play. I'm saying, by any means necessary, if this means war, then be prepared. Are you ready and willing? By any means necessary, this ain't a mirage or a facade. Are you ready for killing? By any means necessary, they try to keep my history a mystery, but not no more. By any means necessary, before you grab your strap and grab your gat, you better make sure.
And on the line with me is David Schlesinger of 911courage.org. And David, you went around to some movie theaters leafleting the World Trade Center movie. Is that correct?
Right, well, one movie theater.
One movie theater.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit about this campaign that you're doing?
Well, we had leafleting in over a dozen people in a dozen states. Two of us risked civil disobedience. Mia Hamill in Tampa was arrested for trespass at her mall. And the folks here, even though they told me that I was not allowed to leaflet at their theater, they did not arrest me. They did not tell me I couldn't do it. So I take that I have the right to leaflet there, and I'll do that several times. I assume they won't arrest me because they didn't do it today. I mean, it would be interesting if they did. I mean, but that's what I'll do. I'll be out there leafleting and take it that this is a sign that they know that it is the public would not appreciate or them arresting someone doing what I would be doing, and that's just how they interpreted the situation, and I'm happy they felt that way.
Wow. So at your website, 911courage.org, you have some flyers, and you're calling on the populace, people who are in the know of the truth of 9/11, to go around and download a flyer that you have on that site, and to distribute them at these theaters as a way of getting people aware of the deeper story and the reality of 9/11 rather than the Hollywood version. Is that right?
Well, I mean, I'm not taking issue with Hollywood. I'm taking issue with the federal government.
Uh-huh.
I'm actually very happy with the movie because Stone actually shows the footage of the collapse of Building 7, a 47-story building that wasn't even hit by a plane. And it's really a black eye in American journalism that most Americans are unaware of the collapse of Building 7.
Yeah.
Basically, New York City residents and their surrounding environs are aware of it, and people who study the issue are aware of it. But it's really our strongest issue within the whole context of the 9/11 lies. And I mean, they're never going to explain within the official story why Building 7 collapsed. Of the three official government reports, the Kane Commission did not even mention the collapse of 7. National Institute for Standards and Technology was supposed to issue a report on it 2 years ago, mm-hmm. but they have separated out the issue of Number 7 from the tall towers. And the report on Number 7 has not been released. FEMA, which did a report earlier, did mention the collapse of 7 and said a few things, but the Fire Engineering magazine took FEMA's report to be a half-baked farce, which usually that type of judgmental language is not used by an organization, by a magazine like Fire Engineering News. So they're never going to explain Building 7, and I say this proves that the president is a traitor,
yeah.
and that the president and his people were behind 9/11. They're lying about the war on terror, and every major institution in society accepts the war on terror as the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very serious charge, but I dare them to explain Building 7, and they're never going to explain Building 7.
Yeah, it seems like the weakest link to me as well in the official story that we're asked to believe about the 19 Arabs and with box cutters and that whole myth. I'm kind of curious how the public that you've handed the flyers to responded to your flyers and to you.
Well, I mean, almost everyone took the flyer. I mean, mm-hmm. There are a handful of people who didn't, but of course, when you're leafleting, in foot traffic, sometimes some people just don't like taking flyers.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Having nothing to do. It was so funny. The BBC was there, and they were challenging me as best they could. At one point, a young man walks by and doesn't want to take the flyer, and the BBC guy says, "Well, can't you see on someone's face that they think you're crazy?" And I said, well, I don't really think you can tell by looking at someone's face what they think. And it turned out the fellow who didn't take the leaflet comes back and asks for a leaflet. He, you know, I mean, he was just thinking about something else and wasn't focused on the fact that I was offering a leaflet. And he actually was interested in what I had to say. And everybody who didn't take the leaflet was very polite. I mean, most people are polite.
Right. But did you get into any conversations about 9/11 truth there at the I mean, I could see people, you know, being really intimidated or being afraid to create conversations about 9/11 truth, or you know, unknown aspects of 9/11 like Building 7 or you know NORAD standing down or you know the multiple things that are underreported or unreported at all about 9/11 and feeling like, well, I've got this information, but I don't really know how to create conversations. And And, you know, do you think that maybe this that flyering at a public, you know, at a movie theater is a good way to go about, you know, getting our word out there?
Well, I think, you know, flyering in any high traffic area is worth doing for people who have the time and the inclination. I've given out $40,000 deception dollars, which is deception dollars are created by the Californian Carol Brulé, who was going to do civil disobedience today, but the theater in Oakland allowed her to set up a table inside, so we couldn't really resist that. You know, it's I think that you know, people who are approached politely and offered a leaflet are often willing to take it, and there are some people who just don't take leaflets, having nothing to do with what's on the leaflet. Some people are in a hurry and can't engage in conversation, and some people move slower and can. But there's one fellow who said, well, they stole the election. What are you going to do? You know. But I'm an activist. I believe there are always things you can do because, you know, whoever's in power, they can't continue in power as long if they can't get the cooperation of the people under them. And if people understand the lies that are being told, you know, some people are going to be less cooperative.
Yeah. Do you, would you suggest, I mean, there are people that suggest, you know, like when the next terror strike happens, because we can only assume that another one will happen since the perpetrators haven't been caught yet, that the best thing to do is to, you know, do a general strike and, you know, do massive obstruction of other people going to their daily routine. What do you think about that? Like, what kind of? I'm trying to think of, like, you know, how to be proactive and also react in a intelligent way. So there's
Well, I guess what constitutes intelligent is often based on how many people you can get to agree with you. I mean, if, in my opinion, if there is another false flag operation like the current one, that is to say, you know, that the people behind what happened are different than what you think, then it is absolutely crucial for people to get out and tell the truth about the situation. I assume that if they pull off, because they have gotten away with 9/11, if they pull off another false flag operation, it will be so that they can throw out elections and round up activists, disappear them, maybe kill us.
Yeah.
And so it's better to be out in the street, you know, appealing to the public than it is just to sit and wait for them to come get you.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is the flyer? I mean, you've made up a flyer specific to the Oliver Stone's film to hand out?
Right, right. It's a tribute to the viewers of World Trade Center and to the first responders.
Okay. So it's...
That's the title of it.
Okay. And it goes into stuff like Building 7 and what...
Right, it mentions a variety of things. Mm-hmm. It mentions the war games. I mean, that's an important issue with this Vanity Fair article coming out talking about the lies of the U.S. Air Force. The U.S. Air Force is not a rinky-dink organization. One of the reasons why they were incompetent in their response is because many of the planes were in other parts of the geography and they could not respond. And, I mean, it's very... suspicious that you would have so many planes out of the area on that day with games that included planes as being used as weapons into buildings, and it was very confusing to the air traffic controllers, who didn't know whether any given blip was real or not.
Yeah.
And it's totally outrageous that the American journalism did not inform the public about that. I mean, that and the warnings from 11 different nations, it's totally outrageous that the American people do not know about it. Now, a San Diegan actually is responsible for addressing that. His name is Paul Thompson. He started the Complete 9/11 Timeline. And at the Complete 9/11 Timeline, you can see citations from mainstream media, over 5,000 citations, no blogs. National and international, he has a section on the war games. He has a section on the warnings. I mean, how things can be organized on a computer. You can click and see all the citations related to various topics.
Yeah.
And most of the mainstream press is not even aware that the Complete 9/11 Timeline exists.
Yeah. What do you how do you respond to? I don't know, I guess the mainstream media and like these debunking sites like 9/11 Myths or 9/11 Bus, some Bus Debunked or something.com, and these types of sites and these media punditry that degrades us because we've investigated the evidence ourselves and comes to alternative conclusions about that evidence.
I applaud anyone who will address the actual issues. Now, of course, most of the so-called debunkers are mainly filled with personal attacks,
right,
which really don't help. But to the degree they actually deal with the issues, that is a good thing. I mean, I challenge the people who disagree with We 9/11 skeptics to address the issues,
yeah,
and let's have a real conversation. I mean, generally, they just use straw men. They pick out the weakest arguments that, a certain percentage of the 9/11 skeptics movement do address, and they don't address the strongest arguments. I mean,
right,
deal with Building 7, skeptics. I mean, debunkers.
Right.
Deal with Building 7.
Right. Yeah.
I invite anyone who wants to address the actual issues. They should be applauded if they address the actual issues.
And beyond this particular call to action with World Trade Center, the movie, what else do you have in mind for 911courage.org?
Well, we're going to be seeking an expansion of the legal leafleting while the Stone movie is still in the theaters. I mean, we had over a dozen states legal leafleting occurring this week, but we urge people to get in touch. I mean, you don't have to have our permission to use the flyer. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want help figuring out where you can legally leaflet near you, we're happy to, respond to any contacts. I mean, if people have questions or critique, we will, we will respond. We will not ignore any serious concerns. We'll have to figure out what the next movie is coming down the line. I know there are a couple of movies, first-run movies, that are coming down the line, which we will be leafleting at both legally and civil disobedience. There will be the movie version of Richard Clark's Against All Enemies.
Oh, really?
There will be the movie version of the murder of Daniel Pearl with, I'm told, Angelina Jolie playing his widow.
Wow.
And that's a particularly important movie, an issue, because the man who is accused of killing Daniel Pearl is the same person who, on behalf of the head of Pakistani secret police, wired $100,000 to Mohammed Atta within a month of the catastrophe. And this is why the Kane Commission doesn't deal at all with the death of Daniel Pearl, because they don't want to talk about the money being sent to Atta by the man ultimately above Omar Shahid Sheikh, the head of Pakistani intelligence, who was in the United States meeting with top U.S. officials at the time of the catastrophe. He was actually having a meal with Porter Goss, currently director of CIA at that time, co-chairman of the Joint Congressional Study Group, or Task Force, rally, with Goss and Graham, the Democratic co-chair, right in the D.C. area on 9/11. That's who the head of Pakistani intelligence was meeting with. And he had actually been a major factor in engineering the coup that brought Musharraf to power, but the U.S. government demanded his professional head, and he was forced into retirement and is still in retirement. But, no one has accused him of anything. He didn't have to go to Guantanamo, but he was involved in sending money to Atta and the murder of Daniel Pearl.
Yeah. Yeah, that the Pakistani ISI is a really important aspect to this whole story, that's easily proven and also tends to get ignored a lot, maybe because it's too wonky for people or something, I don't know.
Well, the whole 9/11 thing is a very complicated issue. Anybody who wants to debunk it is really going to have to deal with all of the different issues.
Right.
I mean, one way to quickly look at how broad the issues are is to go to the David Ray Griffin's 115 different omissions and distortions, which is listed at the 9/11truth.org website.
Mm-hmm.
And, if people who are debunkers are able to, actually have the courage to address even a few dozen of the issues. There's, 115 different omission distortions that California and David Ray Griffin addresses, and that's all 115 of those issues need to be addressed by anybody who wants to counter what we have to say.
Yeah, for real. And I just want to just encourage people who are thinking about flying when because they might be interested just in going to see Oliver Stone's version of World Trade Center and that movie and what I did. Oh, that's Michelle. I told her to give me a call.
Okay.
But basically, hold on, let me just... Hi, Michelle, give me 1 minute, I'll give you a call, okay? It's okay, that's okay, I think we got the problem fixed, so you might want to try again. Oh. Okay, all right, I'll call you in just a jiff. So basically, what I was trying to say is that it can be really fun because I did it for Fahrenheit 9/11. When I went to see it myself, I printed out a bunch of these flyers called "Dude, There's More to the Story" flyers, and it was really fun to hand them out to people. And I got mixed reactions. But
I have to tell you, I followed Michael Moore around the country in 2004, giving out deception dollars. And the really high point of my personal experience during that tour, I'm an East Coast person, was in the San Diego area. It was Moore spoke at San Marcos, at the racetrack there.
Right.
And they wouldn't let anyone leaflet outside. They wouldn't let the Democratic Party leaflet, much less me. And so I put about $1,500 deception dollars in my coat, and they weren't looking for paper, so they let me in, and Moore's always late. And so I, at the top of my lungs, yelling, "The president is a traitor! The president is a traitor!" And people are swarming around me, like 50, 100 people swarming around me, grabbing for the deception dollars. It was amazing. And at one point, a woman comes over to me and she said, "Well, you can't do that here." And she had been sent and told me not to. And I put my hand on her shoulder and said, "I understand they told you to say that to me." And so I walked about 100 feet away and then, "The president is a traitor!" And gave out all 1,500 before Michael actually showed up late.
Wow, that's amazing. That's the fun. That's the way to do it, is be big about it.
Really?
All right. Well, David, thanks a lot for coming on, letting us know about this event that's happening. This call to action that you're doing at 9/11.
9/11Courage.org. Get in touch and let's have bigger numbers of leafleting than we already have.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye. Okay. So we're gonna go shift gears, and I'm gonna maybe. Play a quick little tune, and then we'll get Michelle on the line. Yeah. How about this? What's this? Oh yeah, check this. Oh no. How about this one?
About 9/11, Mr. President, I want to believe what you told me is true. But the more that I learn about 9/11, believing you gets harder to do. I want to believe you, Mr. President. They say you stayed there much too long, listening to the children prattle. You should have grabbed your trusty sword and headed for the battle. But I can excuse you, because I have no doubt you only stayed around to see how the story came out. About 9/11, Mr. President, I want to believe what you told me is true. But the more that I learn about 9/11, believing you gets harder to do. I do want to believe you, Mr. President. You say a 757 hit the Pentagon, though we only found a 20-foot hole. I want to believe you, but upon my soul, how could such a big plane go through such a little hole? About 9/11, Mr. President, I want to believe what you told me is true. But the more that I learn about 9/11, believing you gets harder to do. You know, I want to believe you, Mr. President. About those huge twin towers, you say that fire brought them down, although no fire ever brought a steel frame building to the ground. I hate to say it, but could it be you guys brought them down with some well-placed TNT? Life was a lot simpler before I started reading books about 9/11 and going on the internet. Kind of miss those days. About 9/11, Mr. President, I want to believe what you told me is true. But the more that I learn about 9/11, believing you gets harder to do. I want to believe you, Mr. President, but gee, I don't know. You say your guys all did their best when 9/11 came along. No matter what they tried to do, everything went wrong. No one got fired after the fight, so I can't help thinking maybe things went right.
About 9/11, Mr. President, I want to believe what you told me is true. But the more that I learn about 9/11, believing you gets harder to do. I want to believe you, Mr. President,
but I believe I don't.
I don't either.
Me too. Have you read the new Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, check out 911truth.org.
Inside Job is a great book.
Man, yeah, I love that one.
Gotta do something.
You bet we do.
We will.
Okay, so I'm back. I'm back on the air with Michelle Little. And hi, Michelle.
Hi, Alan.
And Michelle lost her family member, your brother, right?
Correct.
During the tragedy of 9/11. Maybe we could start there, and your, you know, what your immediate response was at that moment, and then also your process of awakening to some of the unreported information of that day.
Well, that's a lot of information in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, just I don't know, maybe. Just...
My brother's name is FDNY David Martin Weiss. He was Rescue 1 Midtown Manhattan. Only 5 rescue companies, one in each borough. David's company was the one in Midtown. They're the, what I call the Navy SEALs of the public sector. Mm-hmm. They've been trained with Navy SEAL techniques to go in and out of any type of tragedy, not knowing what they were getting into on September 11th, I'm sure. As with most of us, we all saw this tower being hit. There's lots of controversy on all of that. What I've done to help me deal with the loss of my brother is to create peace in my One of the things that I do is I have an organization called Unite in Peace, and it's created for our kids to have a voice to speak out how they feel about the world.
Huh.
Where else do you want me to go?
I was actually interested because I didn't really know all that about you. Does that organization have a website or a contact information?
It's www.uniteinpeace.org.
Okay.
UNITEINPACE.org.
Cool. So you were, did you go out today leafleting the movie theaters about World Trade Center movie?
I wanted to go and do that tonight. But I didn't know the details of that, and I had contacted Dave Schlesinger earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
After my conversation with you this morning, and we were talking about the leaflets, but we never got into finding out where to go with that. And then, you know, of course, being on your radio show is important. So I think the leaflets themselves doesn't disregard the movie, and I like the way that Dave talked to me this afternoon about it's not about saying no to the movie and how bad it is, but
right.
More about the waking up material that's in there, especially with regards to building number 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that as we take a look at that, people are going to question, well, what was building 7? I don't remember building 7, you know, 5:25 in the afternoon, that the building came down just like the World Trade Center did without an airplane hitting it. It's going to, you know, put some questions in the hearts of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So in that aspect of the movie where Dave was coming from, I totally respect that.
Right.
For me, as a family member and losing my brother, who was my best friend, I will not see that movie. If I feel that I need to speak with the wives of these policemen, then I'll go and find them myself and talk to them and find out where they're at. But to go to the movie, for me, it doesn't work. None of them work for me.
Right.
You know, the most important aspects of all of this is just letting people know some of the truths that are out there, some of the things that they can question in them, within themselves, to know that there's more to what we want to see than what we're truly seeing.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, so, but you told me earlier that Oliver Stone invited the victims' families to...
No.
Oh.
What it was yesterday there was a premiere last night here in San Diego at the Ultra Star Theaters.
Uh-huh.
In Mission Valley, the one at Hazard Center. And they were inviting 9/11 family members and the Friends of the Jenna Druck Foundation, which is an organization here for bereavement, to go and view the movie before it came out today.
Uh-huh.
And I did not go to that last night.
Right.
And what else was wild for me, and maybe it's just me, but it wasn't, you know, this premiere that they were sharing with the family members. You know, we had to pay to go see it.
Huh.
I don't want to pay to go see this.
Right.
How ridiculous for me, in my perspective, to go see a movie that is still up in the air on how my brother was murdered.
Right.
And that's, you know, again, that's from my perspective, a family member, and that's just Michelle.
Do you feel like there's this profiteering going on off of 9/11?
And of course there is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course it's going to happen.
Right.
And I know that supposedly some of the money is being refunded back to, you know, families, the police department or whoever, I'm not sure. But the biggest part and the biggest concern that I have at this point you know, is wherever this money is being funded to, mm-hmm. should be funded to those individuals in New York during that time that are now dying from being exposed to the asbestos and all the poisons that came from those buildings coming down.
Right.
I know of 8 firefighters that have already died. I know of 3 firefighters that have, you know, had their lungs are totally disarrayed, and they've had cancer cut out of their throats, and half a tongue was taken. I mean, these things need to be told.
Yeah.
As well as remembering that just recently, just in the last couple of months, if it wasn't last month, you know, they put out into the world via an article that says that they found human remains on the Deutsche Building in New York City 5 years later.
Wow.
I mean, this isn't something that I got, you know, on my own. It was in Yahoo News.
Right.
So it's out there for us to see, and it's for us to, you know, take a step forward to start questioning, you know, take action on the questions that we have already.
Yeah.
There are too many people that have too many, you know, scholars and demolition companies that know things that should step out and step up to what they know so that we can all move forward and you know, find the peace within ourselves to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what I have to say.
Right. Well, great.
And I'm sticking to it.
I really applaud that the courage that it takes to be wounded that deeply and then work really to find the peace within yourself, and then also to then lobby and really actively work toward making these kinds of high profile, what I consider false flag terror events or any terror events to stop happening, and the way that's going to happen is for the people to start getting clued in, and we start getting demanding justice, and for the perpetrator, you know, against the perpetrators of these events. So you're probably with me in that the way to do that is to educate the people about the multiple aspects of 9/11 that generally gets dismissed or ignored,
or wanting to forget.
Yeah,
you know, it's over. Get over it. It's like, it's not over. I mean, we've got the Patriot Act. We've got Homeland Security. We've got all of these entities that you have to take into consideration.
Right.
You know, from September 11th on.
Yeah.
And one of the other things that I'm doing is I'm sending out a flyer. It's called Season of Forgiving and 11 Days of Peace for Mahatma Gandhi.
Uh-huh.
And it's remembering September 11th, 1906. It's the 100th anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi's movement.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And also the 10th anniversary of the Gandhi King Season for Nonviolence. And this flyer says, come outside to your streets. Come outside on 9/11 at 9/11 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, for the open peace prayer. And what we're looking to do is have everyone just come outside on their streets and just repeat, I am the change I wish to see in the world. I am peace.
That's awesome.
And allow that vibration to just work itself around the world and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I'd be happy to send that over to you. So you have
please.
It. It's a nice flyer. And I really think that the way to for me, I work in the planning committee for the Family Violence and Sexual Assault Institute, and every year they have an international conference.
Mm-hmm.
And, Arun Gandhi, the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, will be speaking at that.
Mm.
And the importance of sharing that this is the only moment we have, making it the most precious moment we've got.
Yeah.
And to say no for our children being used to fight our wars for us, whether domestically or in the world. It's just time to just break this chain.
Right.
And the only way that we're going to really be able to do that is to find the peace within ourselves to move that forward.
Yeah. Absolutely. Whew. Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, it's easy for me to get to lose that focus, to get agitated, or to lose that sort of stillness that you're talking about. And maybe it's a real global perspective, or just like the reality of human suffering and how we all have that suffering inside. And so that's really a great thing to remember. I'm just really touched by that. I think it's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we've got two ways that we can go in the middle of a tragedy: is go into the darkness or go into the light. And you don't have that choice; it just happens. And once you get there, you have a choice of how deep you're going to go into either place.
Mm-hmm, right.
And my choice is to find as much peace as I can within myself, so that I can share that out into the world.
Yeah.
Just, my brother, if you were to see a picture of him, you would see that there was no way he wasn't coming out of there. He was huge. He was a survivor. He was a lover. He'd been commemorated many, many times in New York City for all of his courageous saves and rescues that he's done. For him not to come out, I mean, we never found him.
Wow.
He's not just disappeared. He's not the only one.
Yeah.
But we need to find the truth and stand by that truth and walk together in that truth.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for sharing. I was curious to know, what you thought of these different actions that are going on and the momentum that seems like 9/11 Truth is getting. We're getting a lot of mainstream media, mostly negative attention, but still it's attention, and maybe it'll spark some kind of interest, but not all negative. It was that C-SPAN presentation that got on, and so I'm just kind of, I try to stay hopeful and optimistic, and it definitely sounds like that you are. That's what you are working toward, remaining, keeping that positive, keeping on the light side. I'm just kind of curious if, how you feel our options are now, these days.
That we don't have many options.
Yeah.
We don't have many at all, and we could if we were to stand together.
Yeah.
We'd have a lot more options if we could all just work together. I mean, there's so many people who have, put their documentaries together and their symposiums and so forth, and if they could all just get together and be on one page as opposed to who's got what and
right.
who's got one first, it's irrelevant. What's
right.
relevant is what you're going to do with everything that you've got to stop the fighting.
Yeah.
How much more pain can this earth take? With the bombings and everything else that we're doing, not only, the physical part, but the spiritual end of things too. I mean, we're in a place of fear that doesn't have to be here if we could just remember, love.
Yeah.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Why else are we here if we can't figure out what that's all about?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Michelle. This has been really great, a really great sort of reality check on this, for me anyway. And I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about your perspective.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me on tonight. I appreciate it.
All right.
Well.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Michelle Little. And, yeah. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and call it a day. And thanks for listening to Radioactive San Diego. And I'm going to go ahead and play a quick song here. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play the ovulators because we got this new, got the new ovulators, and it's really cool. So this is Insane Genius, the new ovulators album. Check it out. Okay, guys, I got to get out of here, but wanted to just let you know, real quick, a couple announcements. Until we get our AppleScript all together, I'm going to be rebroadcasting. Our radio collective has chosen to rebroadcast Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. And until we get a regular slot, it's just going to happen right after my show, live on radioactiveradio.org. So that's what's coming up next on this internet stream. And also, if after that's over at 9 o'clock Pacific time on pirate969.org and in San Diego at 96.9 FM, Chronic Dislocator starting his new radio show. So check that out. Go over there at 96.9 or pirate969.org. And check out Chronic Dislocator's new show. All right, that's it for me. Thanks for being there.